Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller from Lather, Rinse, Repeat. All right, today's episode is A Servant's Heart. So, guys, today our story is a little different. It's going to talk about another side of the salon. And as hairdressers, daily we wear a lot of hats. We can be a therapist, we could be a friend, a miracle worker, a confidant, but who we truly are every day are day makers. We got into the business to make people smile, and we truly do want others to have a great day. So today is not my own story, but it is a friend and a mentor in my life and career. I met this extraordinary woman during my journey of 17 years working for a major hair care brand in our industry. And through those years, I learned to be an amazing hairdresser. But the best thing that I learned and what they taught us was to be an amazing human. It's a powerful thing when you are surrounded by like-minded people every day and people who want the best for you in your life. So you come out a pretty awesome person out of that experience. So during one of our trainings, this amazing woman decided to share what had gone on in her salon. And a story that reminds us just the power of kindness and the power of how unique of a job we have every day. I know she'd love me sharing this story because she shares it around the world, and she loves when we share it with other people because it really spreads a positive message of life, but also a positive message in our industry. We're not all partiers, cigarette smokers, gossipers in the back room. We really do love what we do, and we love the people that we get to do it on. So here's how the story goes. So it was a busy day in her salon. She was at the end of her shift. It was a 10-hour shift. And as she was wrapping up, her reservationist comes to her and says, "Hey, there is a walk-in for a woman's haircut. And there is nobody else that's available to do it. So could you stay?" And she says, "I think about it because I'm not going to lie, I'm super exhausted. But I'm a team player and this is the job." So she says, "Absolutely. Tell her I'll be up in a minute." So she says she gets up there and starts to go walk and greet this woman. And let me backtrack for a sec, guys, because I also want you to know, this woman, this stylist, I mean, she averages $3,000 a day behind her chair, working with two assistants, and is the head of a major professional brand. So she could have easily said no, okay, but that's just not who we are in our business, and that's definitely not who this amazing woman was. So anyway, she goes up, she greets the young woman, she talks to her, they go back to the chair. They talk about what she wants to have done. She wants to have a haircut. And she says, "I realize as I'm talking to this young lady and as I'm touching her and I'm feeling her vibe, I just felt like she needed something more. I felt like she needed to feel special." And so instead of just a haircut, this stylist spends hours pampering this young girl. Color, cuts, treatments, blow dry, haircut, etc. She makes her feel like $1 million. And she also says to her, "I just wanted you to know that this is on me. I really enjoyed our time together. This has been awesome. I just wanted to do this for you." The young woman couldn't believe it. They cry, they hug. She's beyond grateful. And the stylist describes her leaving the salon with a bounce in her step, you know, just kind of swinging that hair and really feeling amazing about herself. So now the stylist goes home. A few days goes by, really doesn't think anything of it. And one day she's at work and the reservationist says to her, "Hey, there's a woman up front who says she needs to talk to you. She says you did her daughter's hair the other day." And the stylist immediately thinks, "Oh my God, did I like overstep? Should I have not done those extra things? Is the mom mad at me?" Okay, so she says she goes up front, she greets the woman, And now the woman starts talking to her and she notices that she has tears in her eyes. And she says, I just wanted to share something with you if you had a few minutes. And the stylist says, absolutely, sit down. What can I do? And she said, well, the other day you did my daughter's hair, so-and-so. And she says, oh my gosh, yeah, it was a wonderful, what a lovely young lady. You've done such a great job. She said, is there something wrong? Could I help with something? And she said, well, she goes, I wanted you to know that you saved her life that day. She said, after she left here with you, she came home and she showed me a note she had written. And that note was meant to be read after she had committed suicide. The young woman told her mother that her plan that day was to get a haircut so she would look nice, go home and take her own life because she didn't have anything left anymore. And she proceeded to tell her about the kindness of this woman and the unbelievable strength that it gave her spending time with her and how positive she was and her words of affirmation and just a genuinely good human being. She said, so my daughter told me she changed her mind and she wanted to live her life like you live your life. And when the woman finished, the stylist and the mother cried together. They hugged in the lobby and they were bonded for life. It's a hard story to get through. I'm a little teary-eyed as I tell it because in our business, we sometimes get caught up in the rat race and we get caught up in the negativity and we get caught up in all the crazy. But we're often reminded of the power of our unique role to the people that we see every day. We truly do have servants' hearts. We are truly people pleasers, people who want to see people smile. And I share this story with you because our podcast can be a lot of fun and be a lot of silly, but I never want to downgrade our industry. And I always want to remind people, when you encounter someone in a day, just remember what a simple smile can do for them. This story changed my life, and this story changed how I was going to be a hairdresser for the rest of my life and what hairdresser I wanted to be. And I hope it helps you guys in your day to day, and I hope it helps you spread positivity. So, sorry it was a little bit of a somber one, but I hope everybody got something out of it. I'll see you guys next time for the next episode of Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Have a great day.